Welcome to Flagler in Focus, the podcast that shines a light on the heart of our community. I'm your host, Karen Callahan, bringing you inspiring stories from the people who are truly shaping life here in Flagler County. Today's episode dives into a very important community initiative, empowering residents to make their end-of-life wishes clear and accessible, while also highlighting the incredible work of Flagler County's community paramedicine program, keeping our neighbors healthy and safe at home. Joining me here are three dedicated public servants, Vice Chair Kim Carney of the Flagler County Board of County Commissioners. Hello, Commissioner.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. And community paramedics Tracy Farmer and Rob Arrett. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So let's get started. So this one's for you, Vice Chair. Your initiative, why don't you tell everybody about your initiative? It stems from a deeply personal experience that you've had recently. So we'll get started with that.
Great. So I don't know, during COVID maybe, my mom asked me to help her out and get started with her end of life planning. Mm-hmm. I did not find it morbid. I felt that we needed to do that together because someday, you know, it was always going to pay off. Mm-hmm. So we got the living will, the trust, we got the living will, we got everything together, healthcare surrogate. I mean, you name it, my mom did it. She was a nurse, so she knew how important all this pre-planning would be. We paid for the funeral. We just thought we had it all together. So in October of 2025, at 92 years old, my mother had a stroke or massive heart attack, we don't know which one, in her home. And I called the paramedics, which I had already done maybe three other times in 2025. She was failing. She had dementia, but she wanted to stay in her home. So I honored that. I took care of her. It was a process, but it's what we did. And I'm glad I did it. So here comes the paramedics, wonderful people. I know them, obviously. I didn't know what was happening to her. I just knew that it was worse than any other event. She had COPD, long story short. She ended up coding in the ambulance. And on the way to the hospital, they put in a vent, or they put in an air tube. Both of these things she did not want. It was, I felt, very, it had already been dealt with. I had the living will. I had everything I needed to keep end of life the way she wanted it. So lo and behold, I did not have the right form.
Really?
Yes. I did not have the right form.
After all that planning and previous discussions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So when we got to the hospital, she did get resuscitated. Long story short, she did not want the vent tube. She was pulling at the vent tube. She was crying. It was very difficult for me. So I was forced to go home and get all her legal paperwork, bring it back to the emergency room. They scanned it in. They got two doctors to agree to take her off the vent, basically. Okay. So evidently, there was a form that I needed from the Florida Department of Health that I didn't have. So working with my friends in Flagler County, paramedics and the chief, mm-hmm. we were able to put together we didn't reinvent it, but we were able to put together a package for Flagler County, and it's called File of Life.
Okay.
F-I-L-E, uh-huh. You know, like a little file that we use mm-hmm. on our computer. And I'll let the paramedics talk about what it is and how it works, but that's going to be our initiative in the next few months, is getting that information out to other constituents.
Wonderful. So how do you plan to start getting this information out?
Well, we have the packets. The packet, again, we'll let the paramedics talk about the packet. But We're going to use media like this. Mm-hmm. We're going to use Facebook, where I'm going to make personal calls on some of the local home health agencies, physicians, lawyers that, like I say, I thought I had it all wired, but I didn't. So we'll just do a community outreach. We'll use the Palm Coast Observer, hopefully first Friday, not first Friday, but
various events and outreach opportunities.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, excellent. Yeah. Well, can one of the paramedics talk about what's in the package or the packets?
With the package, it's actually a magnetic red envelope that actually goes onto your refrigerator.
Oh, good. And everyone has a refrigerator.
And we've made it 5x7 just because it wouldn't be obnoxiously large mm-hmm. on your refrigerator, but it's still red and it's easily seen by our paramedics when they get on scene here in Flagler County. We also will have a door sticker where you can either put it on a door or on the front window of your home right there by the front door. That way, whenever we see that, we know that we can go to this and and see this on your front door or on your refrigerator. And in this file, it'll have a medication list. It will have, you can hold all of your advanced directives. It can hold your DNRO if you have one. And I believe Commissioner Carney, that's the file or the form that you were missing was mm-hmm. the DNRO form.
Correct.
From the Department of Health, State of Florida Department of Health, that has to be printed on yellow paper. Mm-hmm. Does not matter what color yellow, just yellow. But we have those packets and we have what we are calling information cards. Mm-hmm. That we will be handing out as well for people that are interested in information. And it will have the contact information for Tracy and I for anybody that would like to request this information. We will give it to you and deliver it to you for free if needed.
Yeah, that was my next question. So it's at no cost to the residents. And vitally important is what you touched upon, the color of the paper.
100%. If mm-hmm. we are in the state of Florida, that do not resuscitate order, the DNRO has to be printed on a yellow piece of paper. If it is not on a yellow piece of paper, then it is not valid, and we are not allowed to abide by that DNRO because it's not on a yellow piece of paper. But if you present that on the yellow piece of paper, and if they have this, for the lack of a better term, the advanced directive of the DNRO, and it is on yellow paper, signed appropriately and everything else, we can respect the wishes of that and not have the issues that Commissioner Carney had with mm-hmm. not being able to fulfill her mother's wishes.
So can anyone get a DNR for someone else? How does that process work?
So with the packet that Rob's put together, once you get the packet and you get the appropriate paperwork filled out, including the DNR, you're responsible to take it to your primary care physician and have it signed appropriately.
And are multiple copies needed? Because I'm thinking of somebody, if you have something at home on the refrigerator, but you're out and about and something happens, would you also need a form? How would that work?
I would ask your primary care physician if he's willing to sign too.
Okay.
I can't imagine why he wouldn't. But yeah, one for traveling, one in the home setting.
Mm-hmm. Also, at the bottom of the form, there's a wallet size that you can cut out.
Oh, okay.
And it can go in the wallet. And just from personal experience, my husband has had his done. She did have two copies. She asked for one for the office and then one that we could put on the refrigerator.
Now, Commissioner Carney, this isn't always about just encouraging one choice over another. It's mostly about empowering people to make their wishes known. So how do you respond to concerns of programs like this that might be misinterpretive to be promoting less aggressive care?
Again, when you start having the conversation, mm-hmm. No one wants to talk about mm-hmm. end of life. No one wants to talk about if I get hit tomorrow, am I ready? Mm-hmm. Are my plans ready? Is my estate ready? I was blessed to have a mom that was a nurse and she knew exactly what she wanted. When you're on hospice, you pretty much give up all that. So, and I worked in hospice for years. So I'm a strong believer that when it's time, it's time. Mm-hmm. And I would like to choose how it happens. It doesn't mean that small children, people. I mean, we have a whole paramedic and a whole life safety department that takes care of people. But at the end, and when you're at my mom's age, I just feel she has the right to choose what she wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And everybody should have that right. I'm not a proponent that it's for everybody, because it is not. In my home, in my household, it is.
Aside from this initiative, I was wondering if Tracy or Rob, you can, this is not the only thing y'all are working on. Can you explain to us a lot of, because you're doing wonderful things in community paramedicine. So if you'd like to talk about some other wonderful things you're doing for the program.
Thank you. Yes, this is just one initiative that's come to our attention, and definitely it falls into our category. We try and fill all gaps in healthcare throughout the community. And since Rob and I have been in this position, we've found many gaps from healthcare, social services, information, notifying next of kin, opioid stabilization. The list is on and on.
What other, I know you have, speaking to that vein, you do offer classes, right? CPR classes for the community.
We offer CPR classes the first Saturday of every month at the EOC. They're a BLS provider course. It's a 4-hour course, $50. You can sign up at the website that Rob is going to give you.
That'll be at www.flagler.gov/FCFR. That's FCFR. And you can scroll down to our CPR training link that we have on the front page, and you can see all of our available dates and sign up right there.
Can they also call?
They can call. We would actually prefer if they use the website, but they can call, and we can do that for them as well. They can. Perfect. You can also call 386-313-4260. That is our direct line into our office.
Commissioner Carney, how can residents get involved, whether by requesting a free kit, spreading awareness, or helping distribute? How can they contact the program?
Our community paramedics are going to take the lead on this file of life. And like I say, the packets are ready to go. The information card's ready to go. We would like people to reach out to COMMPARAMED. Comparamed at flagler county.gov, or they can call 386-313-4260. One will be delivered to you, and you guys going to help fill them out if they have any questions about
any of that? We can 100% help.
Okay, great. So you'll get, you'll be asked things like, you know, chronic illnesses, what are your meds? The file itself mm-hmm. is very comprehensive. So it's only one part of it. The yellow sheet's only one part of it. And you can also get the file without any healthcare directives or the yellow sheet. This is there to protect and to give the paramedic a heads up on what could possibly be going wrong. And they did that with my dad, too, because they asked me first thing, what meds is he on? Because mm-hmm. they would know if it was cardiac related or not. Mm-hmm. So the actual packet and information itself is it's just necessary.
Absolutely. Yep. This is a great initiative. Well, thank you, everybody. I think that about wraps everything up. Thank you again for being here.
Thank you, Ms. Karen.
And to everyone listening, if this episode resonated with you, please share it with friends and family and join us next time as we continue shining a light on the people and programs making our community stronger. Until next time.